This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 957. Surprising sample answers for task two questions about holidays.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English, downloaded more than 18 million times with former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz. If you are stuck with a low score, our insider method will help you get the score you need to unlock your dreams. Get your estimated band score now with our two-minute quiz at allearsenglish.com/myscore.
Are you ready to talk about a holiday for two whole minutes for speaking part two? Holidays, traditions, and celebrations are super common topics for this part of the speaking test. Here are model answers to two different part two cue cards all about holidays. Oh my gosh, we are like smack dab in the holiday season right now. How do you feel about that?
I love the holiday season. I love Thanksgiving. I love Christmas. I think it's all so fun. It's finally cooler here in Arizona and everyone's in a better mood. Yeah. I don't know. I love the phrase smack dab too. To be right in the middle of something, we're smack dab in it.
Oh my gosh. I don't think that phrase has ever been in an ESL textbook or any like IELTS preparation book or whatever. But guys, this is such a native description to mean like exactly, right? But we always use it like within the middle, like smack dab in the middle. It just means exactly in the middle.
Yeah, that's a good one too. I would totally use that in speaking. It's just going to put you in a good mood and the examiner too, because it's just so fun to say and so fun to hear. Be like, oh, that's fun.
Yeah, this is my favorite time of year as well. Guys, listeners, if you have been listening to the show for longer than 1 year, you will know that I absolutely love Christmas. I love everything about Christmas. For me, Christmas starts like as soon as Thanksgiving is over, it's Christmas time. Like the whole rest of the year is for Christmas.
At least you wait until Thanksgiving is over, right?
True.
Give the pilgrims their month because a lot of people are putting up Christmas decorations like November 1st.
Now that They're bothers ready. Me because you can't like steal days from another holiday. Okay.
I agree.
Anyway.
I agree.
Guys, we are going to talk more about holidays today and give you two speaking part two sample answers. We're each going to do a different speaking part two cue card. And guys, we are recording this one for YouTube as well. So I think speaking sample answers are great to watch on YouTube, guys, because you could see that we do use facial expressions and hand gestures.
A lot of hands.
Lots of hands, yeah. Like I'm doing right now.
Right.
And it's natural, guys. This is all part of being a natural speaker to get that 7 or higher. So, okay, IELTS Energy TV, subscribe on YouTube. Now, in these part two answers, guys, we are going to time each other. Aubrey, do you want to go first?
Sure. Hit me with my question.
Okay, student Aubrey. I would like you to describe a holiday where something surprising happened.
Oh, I have a very fun story for this. A few Thanksgivings ago, we decided just a couple of days before Thanksgiving to drive up north and surprise my family in Idaho. It's like a 15-hour drive. So we haven't gone up there for Thanksgiving ever since I've been married for almost 20 years. So it was going to be a big surprise for my parents and my siblings, and we were very excited about it. And so we didn't tell anyone. And, you know, first of all, we packed up and we kept everything very secretive. And then we drove up and we showed up at my mom's house and she started crying immediately. She was so happy, like tears of joy. It was awesome. It was the best surprise. And then it ended up snowing the very next day, which was amazing for us. We're from Arizona. It never snows here. So to have a snowy Thanksgiving was magical. We absolutely loved it. We didn't want to leave. We spent the day and we were able to see so much family playing games every day. I love playing games with my family. We played card games and outdoor games. And then we went out and built a snowman and came back in for hot cocoa. And it was just the best day. But everyone was so surprised. My brothers and sisters were floored. My mom kept the secret so that when we saw everyone, every time it was a surprise. So it was like a surprise for my parents and then a surprise for siblings. And it was just so fun for everyone to, that exciting feeling you get when you're surprised. Like, there's just nothing better than that, right? So consequently, it was the best holiday ever. And then it was really sad, actually, when we had to drive home. We were not ready to go. And then we had to drive in the snow. The freeways were really slick and icy and dangerous. So driving home was a little bit treacherous. But we made it. We had to kind of go the long way because the mountain passes.
Cut me off. Tough, right? I feel like 2 minutes is tough.
It's a long time. I know. I'm like, okay, I got to talk about the drive home because I still got time here.
But that is the strategy, guys. And speaking part two, because that 2 minutes is tough. And not every answer will like have this ready-made 2 minute story that you can tell, right? So remember the strategy before, during, after. There is a video about that strategy on our YouTube channel, guys. So whatever your story is, right, about that holiday day, describe before it, right, because you were getting ready, and then the during, and then the after driving home. Some things that you guys can learn from this answer, find this video on YouTube, guys, and watch it a couple times, and try to mimic Aubrey's pronunciation. The stress, the emphasis on the exciting words, like, we hadn't got up there ever, and then, like, we didn't tell anyone, and these like really like hard stress. It was so great. Also, some awesome vocabulary. Instead of very surprised, you can say someone was floored. That's like super native. That's awesome.
Yes, I say that a lot.
And the roads were slick, which means very slippery and icy. And then treacherous is like very dangerous. So good, Aubrey. So good.
Nice. All right. Band nine.
Band nine for Aubrey. Okay.
Okay, are you ready for your question? I have to get my timer ready.
And guys, here's the thing. Like, we don't take notes on these answers before we, like, spontaneously talk about them. So, it's a good challenge. Okay.
I know, right? I'm not going to give you a minute. I'm starting you right away. Okay.
What if the podcast was just silent for, like, a minute? We're like, hold on, guys.
Let me think for a minute.
Oh, that's funny.
Okay, ready? I would like you to describe your favorite holiday tradition. Hey guys, have you subscribed yet for IELTS Energy TV? Our YouTube channel has just gotten a facelift. We've added playlists, and every week we add 2 new videos, podcast episode recordings, as well as videos with tips and tricks for the IELTS exam. So subscribe today to IELTS Energy TV on YouTube.
Oh gosh, this is tough because I am the biggest Christmas fan in the world. I always have been. And it didn't matter. Even like after my mom told me that Santa didn't exist or whatever, doesn't matter. I still love Christmas because it is magical. Like, it feels like this time of year is like we are closest to magic, you know? And yes, I am a science believer for sure, but I also really want to believe that magic exists. Anyways, what is my favorite tradition? Actually, I'm going to talk about a Thanksgiving tradition and not a Christmas one. Or I might talk about 2 if I have time. Anyway, this is funny, but okay, my favorite Thanksgiving tradition is just the food, like the traditional meal that we have on Thanksgiving. Because not only am I the biggest Christmas fan, I am also a huge eater. Sometimes I think that is the only reason I exercise, just so I could eat ice cream whenever I want and have a second helping of mashed potatoes if the fancy strikes. So the traditional meal that my mom makes, at least, mashed potatoes, of course, my favorite, mounds of mashed potatoes covered with Homemade gravy? Oh my gosh, there is nothing like homemade gravy, especially my mom's gravy. I swear, my mom has some sort of, again, magical secret to her cooking that cannot be recreated. And then, of course, the turkey. There's both white and dark meat. And a tradition that is built into this turkey tradition is the wishbone. Every Thanksgiving, you take out the wishbone from the turkey and then you let it sort of dry on the side. And then after the feast is complete, it used to be my dad and I, we would hold on to each end of the wishbone.
All right. Thank you. I'm so sad to stop you. I want to know, do you ever win with the wishbone? I never win. I always get the short bit.
I am so unlucky. Seriously. I never win contests. I never win like any chance sort of things like that. That was fun.
It's like arm wrestling, I think, where whoever's like pulling the hardest is going to get the bigger piece. Maybe there's got to be some kind of trick to it. And I clearly haven't mastered it.
Yeah, me neither. I don't know. Okay. Oh, that was so fun.
I know, you did awesome. There were some great idiomatic phrases, right? When you said, if the fancy strikes, and also to just say, I swear, because you're not literally swearing, you're not cursing, right? But we say that all the time just to emphasize, right? Just be like, I swear, it is the best gravy in the world, right?
Yeah. Which, yeah, for emphasis.
Yes, just to use it for emphasis. So good, right? I love that you're talking about exercising being like the only reason you exercise is to eat more food. This is so me. I wonder if our listeners do this too. Like,
I don't really
care so much about being healthy. I just want to be able to eat all the good foods. I'm like, I guess I should exercise.
I love food so much. Food. My life revolves around food, like planning my next snack and my next meal. Guys, okay, two ways you can comment on this episode. Come back to the blog, allearsenglish.com/IELTS. This is episode 957. Leave a comment on the blog, guys. Tell us about your favorite holiday tradition or a time when you were surprised on a holiday. Or, guys, come subscribe to our YouTube channel, IELTS Energy TV, and leave a comment on this video. Super fun. Practice part two. Share your answers with us.
Yes, we're excited to read them. Definitely. Thanks for chatting with me about Thanksgiving today. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
Happy Thanksgiving and just happy holidays. Just
happy holidays. You
know, just generally.
The season is fun for sure. Regardless whether you celebrate Thanksgiving, this is just a fun time of the year.
Totally. All right. Fabulous. Okay. Aubrey, enjoy the rest of your day and I will see you tomorrow.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.